Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday. It is the 22nd day of March 2013, and it's all unfolding every day. It gets more out of control, more insane, more wild, more tyranny, just absolutely out in the open with everyone. They're just admitting that the Pentagon and international agencies and other corporate groups just spy on everything you do, living in a glass house while they make what they do totally secret and arrest reporters all over Europe and the United States that report on corruption when they should get Pulitzer Prizes for it. Now U.S. plans calls for more scanning of private web traffic email. That's out in Reuters. More scanning. It's not snooping. It's not spying. It's scanning. The head of one of the heads of one of the IT areas of this operation, we're now doing a study of it. We're now catching Google when we begin to type something before we even type it. It knows what we're going to type. Undoubtedly, they've got it activated. They had a patent out 8 years ago on it to have the microphones listening with keyword software to then direct you towards ads and things. And that sounds crazy. It is crazy. We know they have that technology, and we're starting to have instances of it with multiple crew members. So now we're going to try to set up cameras and screen capture systems and actually catch this in the act. I mean, they say they've got it. They say they're using it, but it's like just out there. It's kind of like the government runs Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria, but now they're in the news today saying we may need to invade Syria because of Al-Qaeda, and we're declaring Al-Qaeda in Syria terrorist while they run them and arm them. And, again, we talk about this so much, but it just shows how it's all hiding in plain view. In fact, Lou Rockwell is reporting, will the U.S. really condemn terrorists in Syria? And then it basically echoes what I wrote yesterday with Paul Watson, Obama now global head of Al-Qaeda. Will President order drone strike on White House? And, of course, that's absurdist. He's not going to do that on himself. Just as it's absurdist, they're running the terrorists publicly, and no one will call them on it, even though it's in hundreds of newspapers that, oh, yes, the West funds them and runs them, but we need to take all your rights because of the terrorists. And by the way, the terrorists are now gun owners and veterans. And the good old boys are still like, well, get rid of my freedom then. I'm Al-Qaeda. I love hating Muslims so much. If you say the Tea Party's with us, you know, with Al-Qaeda, if you say we're with them, then arrest me. I mean, it's just Alice in Wonderland writ large, and it's getting worse by the minute. Then there's, of course, video stills that have been released of TSA making a double amputee Marine Corps veteran get up and walk on his stumps. And by the way, I've seen this with old ladies who are clearly going home to die. There's been cases of this in the news where someone's going home to die in Michigan. I've seen them make people get out of wheelchairs where they can't get up, and they're yelling at them, and they won't help them. And then they make people in line pick them up like it's a prison, and then you see the people reeling in pain, you know, with their back blown out, and they rip bandages, colostomy bags, and feces sprays everywhere. I mean, this is all on record. Urology bags. They'll even rip, urology bags they use actually go into ports in the body, and they'll jerk those out of your body, and it's all part of sacraments of desecration of America to train us to be good little slaves. I mean, it's all just entering total and complete cuckoo land. And, yeah, you guys just had that article actually pulled up. You can go to the actual article. We just have the blurb, and it has the video still images. Yeah, I mean, go ahead and click on the Washington Times. At least the version I have actually has the video stills on it. But them making the guy get up. All right, we'll be right back.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scoring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
It's Friday.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God.
Oh, yeah.
It's Alex Jones.
All right, launch. Primary ignition. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mountain, or Montana time. We are here. Thank you so much for joining us today. Okay, first off, I tweeted earlier today and made the point that this could be Obama's Waterloo. This could be Obama's Watergate. This could be Obama's Bastille Day. This could be the end of the Obama cult that the globalists are trying to push. here in the United States to bring in collectivism to domesticate the general population while imploding the nation to offshore our wealth to mega rich who are exempt. The very same mega banks imploding Europe, signing them on to their debts. And what is that Waterloo? What is that big battle they can lose? It is the bullets. It is the fact that they bought billions of bullets and tens of thousands of armored vehicles the last 4 years. It's just 2,700 big armored vehicles in the last few months they purchased. And they are domestically deploying them. We have an article up at Infowars.com that's on FEMA's website that ties it all together, where FEMA is training local police to be federalized for civil unrest, riots, civil war, mass casualty drills. I mean, they're training for all-out war. And the Army Times admits they're training for the military to be used for gun confiscation. And there's Army manuals for gun confiscation and Army manuals for FEMA camps and how to process us with the Social Security numbers. And all our articles are up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with the links going directly to FEMA.gov and Army.mil. So if you're mainstream media or Congress people that listen to the show, because I know a lot of them do, and you're saying, you know, where is this? Just type in Army Manual for Gun Confiscation in U.S., Army Manual for FEMA Camps for Americans, FEMA Manual for Federalization of Police, Urban Warfare Preparations in America. It's all there. You can search those terms, and you won't just have Infowars.com at the top. Under it will be Army.mil, FEMA.gov. It's all right there. Click it. Go read it. And you know, we've written articles about this, and there'll be trolls under the article saying, this isn't for America, move along. And then we show the Social Security numbers, how it's for America, videos of their own website showing drills for confiscation in America. It is for America. This is Program LFFE of FEMA 2013 Field Force Extraction tactics. That's grabbing people off the streets. That's snatch and grab. We saw them practicing on real people up at the G20 when Rob Dew got arrested. The famous footage of guys in military uniforms with no patches jumping out of police sedans, unmarked, and just snatching innocent press and dragging them in. And then we later learned, we said, oh, that's U.S. National Guard. They had and we got a call from G20, Global Security, with that number from the security forum, because our articles got picked up everywhere, and said, that is national security authorized private security, and we just want you to know that we have been instructed to tell you that was not the National Guard. And then they hung up on Rob Jacobson. They called his number. I call him back, and they go, you've been given your answer? And that is it, and hung up. And it was the field security number. So I called other numbers, and they wouldn't talk to us after that. They just called up to say, that is our private security. And it turned out those weren't real people. They were arresting thousands of real people for no reason. They were randomly snatching and grabbing and throwing people into sedans and unmarked vans as a psyop to see what the media would do. They would go to the media area, the authorized media throng, and grab someone. And I called it. I said, that guy is laughing after he's thrown in the back of the police car and doesn't look concerned, that reporter. Guys, for TV viewers, type in snatch and grab Pittsburgh G20, and there's a bunch of footage of it on YouTube with millions of views. Just type that, and we can show viewers. But listeners can go look it up. Then in Canada at the G20 a few years ago, they started doing it, but then they shifted live. Some of it was real. And then they started grabbing real people. They went and grabbed people in front of the media to see if the media would say anything. And then when they didn't, they went live. I mean, they have got this scientifically broken down. Yep, here they found some of the footage. Yep, boom. Gold sedan pulls up. Men in U.S. Army uniforms grab them, cram them in the back of the vehicle. You notice that one moment of smiling and giggling, the guy's not really fighting them. Because if he really would have fought him, they'd have bounced his head off the ground like a bowling ball or like a basketball with pleasure and extreme prejudice. Anyways, there you go. That's not even one of the best res versions of it. There's a better res one out there. There's a bunch of those. And then now the real black men show up and they grab real people. See, they tested. Can we run a North Korean op? And the, America said, we love North Korea. And they said, we're going to hammer your butt then. And now in Austin, they go, you don't hand magazines out, and you don't have a bumper sticker. Until I came down there and said, I'm going to sue you. And then the word came down from Arde Saveda. We've now, Aaron called the police, got all the names, what happened, and told him, don't do that. He can hand out magazines. But the point is, I mean, what if I didn't know the police chief? I mean, in America, this is what we've become. And it's like, oh, big deal. You understand how creepy that is? You understand the magnitude? This is their Waterloo. This is how it works. We either gain everything or we lose everything. They're going for it all. We go for it all. You understand that? If they can buy 2 billion bullets, 10,000 plus armored vehicles the last 4 years, I mean, we videoed them in Austin, big, giant, black, huge, heavy armor. These things can take, you know, heavy rockets, heavy mines, IEDs. Big, giant, black FEMA vehicles all over the country photographed. You've seen them. I've seen them. Every major police department's got Korean War, Vietnam, and then now even modern six-wheeled Strikers, Warriors, you know, all these big vehicles that the military's getting rid of. I mean, I've shot video. I could take you up to the DPS storage yard north of Austin and show like nine of them lined up last time I was there. I mean, these look like the thing on a Red Dawn the Soviets drive. Big, you know, six-wheeled deals. And they're just like, doesn't exist, doesn't exist, doesn't exist. I mean, that's actually in the news every day. There are no armored vehicles. There are no bullets. There's black helicopter drills all over the country where they blow up part of a building and terrorize people and then go on the news and say, does not exist. They've been doing that for 20 years. It can be in the Houston Chronicle that a Delta Force helicopter crashes, killing people. A building blows up, and the local news said didn't happen. Didn't happen in the Houston Chronicle. But Soldier of Fortune got the photos and videos from locals and put stills of it in their magazine. By the way, I've had the Colonel on before. We ought to get the head of Soldier of Fortune on sometime. He's an interesting guy. The point is that this is the type of stuff. Okay, I mean, look, helicopters were crashing, blowing up, drills everywhere, and I start covering it, and the newspaper comes out and says, I'm crazy. I mean, that is a psyop, ladies and gentlemen, but here's the deal. If that was a 1 on a Richter scale in 1996, 97, 98, 99, when Clinton was thinking about martial law and going into police stations all over the country, Delta Force was, and saying, we may bring in martial law. Are you for that? And handing them giant briefcases full of $100 and $1,000 bills. $150,000, $200,000, police chief, mayor, entire city council. And when I interviewed Chief Ale Philippus, you know, that's online, Alex Jones interviews San Antonio police chief. You know, he'd been in the military. He'd been in Vietnam. He'd been in Army intelligence. He thought it was a setup to sting him or something. And then he said no, obviously, and then found out most of the city took the money. How does Delta Force take over? Or how do special forces take over in Iraq? They bought off almost all the Iraqi generals before using Nazi blitzkrieg tactics. You're like, blitzkrieg is a lightning war, not buying people off. Oh, you don't know about the blitzkrieg, do you? That's actually not true. The blitzkrieg began with a two-year program to buy off almost the entire French command and offer them dictatorship position out of the city of Vichy. Vichy, France. And that's why Hitler defeated him so fast. Only the British fought a little bit and then ran to Dunkirk. See, this is all history. It's in the mainline history books. You're just not taught it. So they're running a Nazi program, a blitzkrieg program, so that everybody's bought off or they know who isn't bought off when they launch their attack and decapitate governors, legislatures, all of it. And you need to know when the helicopters are hitting the local mayor and they're hitting the local capital and they're hitting the local station and they're hitting it and attacking it and got, you know, miniguns out the windows saying terrorists are in there, that's the takeover. And, folks, those are going to be UN troops in many cases in those craft with collaborators who are so stupid or who are mercenaries and believe this is part of the attack and believe they're really killing terrorists. Okay, they've already done the buying off, the paying off over 20 years. They believe they've got us, or they think they do. So we either gain everything in this by learning of their sneak attack plan, because I'm like a guy in France running around in 1939 going, they're going to attack. And there were people doing that. They're like, shut up, conspiracy theorist. We either realize the attack, they lose everything in this, or they go hide. And what will precipitate it? Something like a small atomic bomb going off that they'll blame on us. Now, I'm going to break this down when we get back. How to defeat them. If you don't want to go under New World Order control, totally. Well, stay with us.
If you want an American company with American products made by Americans, here is the Cal Bend Soap Company. Alex and his staff have used these pure soap products for years. These all-natural soaps are made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils that are earth-friendly and safe. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog. Buy the 1 to 2 month sample package and enjoy soaps that are twice as good as what you're using now. Or save big with a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. This is an amazing deal. You can save thousands of dollars and you will love the way real soap makes you feel. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Loaded up and trucking.
Are we going to do what they say can't be done?
We got a long way to go.
We've got a long way to go. And a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run.
By the way, I'm not kidding.
Hard on the pedal. Some devil mind him break.
When I get up here on the air and I break these things down, this is what I really believe.
The boys up there.
And, of course, we're going to be criticized if we hold all this back and we stop their other false flags.
What it takes.
People are going to say, oh, why didn't they take over? As they slowly take over with the highway checkpoints and the gun restrictions and say, oh, yeah, the NSA is spying on everything you do. That's back in the news today. I'd talk about that a decade ago, 15 years ago, and literally be laughed at. I'd be called in the program director's office and say, Alex, the government isn't listening to all our phone calls with something called Echelon. This actually happened. Now, I'm getting calls about this, and you're making stuff up. And I'm like, no. You know, here it is. This ABC News reporter's broken it down, and it's really happening. And it's had all the phone companies. Everything's wired through it. And just, Alex, you know, you got a future, but you need to just stop making this stuff up. And by the way, I've gotten some calls by the owners, you know, up in Scranton, Ohio, or whatever it was. And they've had some heat put on them. They don't want any more talk about these urban warfare drills, black helicopters and stuff, okay? Just kind of do your conservative thing and drop it. And by the way, don't talk about my Marines ever again. I'm a Marine Corps veteran, and it's unpatriotic for you to, because I've gone and shot footage of Marines training to take guns. And I said, I'm not against Marines, but they shouldn't be told to go do unconstitutional things. Are you concerned? He goes, listen, I'm being nice to you. You're fired. You're fired if you talk about it again. And I'm like, because at first he's being all smiley. You know, he slaps his hand down and goes, you're fired. You talk about them again. And if you talk about Bill Clinton or if you talk about Governor Bush, you're done. In fact, I want you to talk about more about relationships. And I'm like, is this a joke? He goes, I'm not joking with you. And I said, but I mean, I'm not saying the German soldiers were bad at first. It was that they were being given bad orders. And he said, get out of my office. And then a few months later, I had the BBC there with me coming to interview me. And I, you know, walked in. It was during the day before my nighttime radio show. I had a show 6 days a week by then because of high ratings. A lot of sponsorship, very successful, huge buzz. National TV covering us all the time because the stories we were breaking. And he walks up and smiles and he goes, get your stuff and get your butt out of here. You're fired. And he just enjoyed it so much and just smiled at me. And that's an example of all the minions in the system that don't even know why they're being told something. Oh, he also in the talk said, they're really upset about Jay Leno talking about you. And I said, what's wrong with that? Jay Leno talked about some of the reports I was doing. Did it again recently. And I said, what's wrong with that? I said, I got ratings. People are listening. I'm telling the truth. And he said, look, you're fired if you don't shut up. And then a few months later said, I told you. He's just smiling. He was just like, you're fired. Get your stuff. Your career is over. And I said, I've already do a show out of my house that's bigger than this. They go, oh, yeah, your imaginary show. I was on like 10 stations at that time through a little Patriot network that Ted Anderson was part of. Well, I guess Ted had actually taken it over. The point is that, and I don't know why I'm even getting off into this. It's just that you come face to face with people that tell you you're not going to talk about this because it's powerful, ladies and gentlemen, that the military has been turned against us secretly and is training to take our guns and that that's now public. That's woken the military up. That's woken the veterans up. So the government's saying the veterans are the number one terrorist in all their new reports that are public that we broke but are now household, you know, stories. I mean, think about that. The government runs al-Qaeda and says they're good, but that the new al-Qaeda is veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, those that believe in a second coming of Christ. This is all official. That's the bad guys. That's the bad guys. They're saying real Americans are the terrorists. I mean, come on. This should completely backfire on them. And it is backfiring. I'm going to cover this when we come back. Big Sis refuses to answer Congress on bullet purchases. This is linked up on drudgereport.com on the left-hand side, going viral everywhere right now, over 1,000 comments. Now, expanding on that story, find it on drudgereport.com as it's rolled off our front page. Click on that right there, please. Go ahead and click on that at drudgereport.com. Good. Oh, InfoWars is getting so much traffic, it's not even loading in there. Okay. Try it again. There you go. Big Sis refuses to answer Congress on bullet purchases. Now, look at the update right there. 14 members of Congress demand investigation of Obama ammo hoard. What did I say 2 weeks ago and last week? I said, if we hammer this and you call everybody in Congress and you make a big deal out of this, this is going to become a congressional hearing. just like Fast and Furious, but this has really captured people's understanding and imagination. We can defeat them with this. This can be their Watergate if you make
it. We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part. Buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
Believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bankers in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
right, let me calmly go over the news here. Let me just calmly go over the fact that we have globalist collaborators that have been financed, run for office, put in power, placed for decades as they looted America, as they took over pension funds and invested them in fraudulent derivatives to steal the money, to wreck society, as they militarized police, as they had Hollywood condition us in every movie I go see. There's police checkpoints on the highway randomly searching everyone to condition you. There's troops on the highway. We're all just, when you watch television, you watch dramas, sitcoms, anti-family messages, anti-gun messages, on record paid for with your tax money. They pay Fox, ABC, CBS, NBC, all of them, government, what they call behavior placement money. I call it propaganda placement. They've been doing it for 60 years, but now the budgets in some cases are 100 times what they were. I mean, it is incredible. Bush spent something like $8 billion in media, in fake news, just to get No Child Left Behind through, which was to federalize education. Oh, so conservative. Remember, just a quarter mil paid to that radio talk show host? Remember that? What was his name? The black radio host and columnist I've interviewed him before that all happened. Quarter mil to have one conservative push it. There was $8 billion spent. They had a congressional investigation. $8 billion. $8 billion just to get one program passed. You're talking about money. That's why you turn on any show. Call CPS. This woman's not giving herself vaccines. She's putting cigarettes out on them. To equate not taking shots with putting cigarettes out on them. My wife, you know, goes, I'd like to watch some TV sometime, late at night when you're at work or kids are asleep. She goes, I'd like to watch it when I'm on the stair stepper. She goes, it's everything. Every drama, every cop show, every medical shows. Women love those. She comes and goes, this one, that one. It's so incredible. But the general public is just there basting and marinating up to their eyeballs in it, having no idea. And cops are all TV heads, too. So when they pull you over and you got an NRA sticker, they're like, what's that? What are you doing? You a terrorist? I mean, this is what's going on. It is incredible mind control. And they've got people so disconnected from reality. The central government, run by offshore globalists, publicly created Al-Qaeda. You know, I put an article out yesterday about Obama runs Al-Qaeda. He's the titular head of it worldwide. We have all the proof in the article. And I tweeted it. I saw the comments on the Twitter. And one guy was like, oh, Alex, you know, it's an, you know, what, you have selective historical memory? It was Reagan that helped create the Taliban and Al-Qaeda to fight the Russians. Our article says that. It was actually Jimmy Carter and Zbigniew Brzezinski. But yeah, it's not about partisan. It's about, this is a long-term program. The point is, it's never been so massively funded with 10,000 heat-seeking missiles plus that can shoot down aircraft given to Al-Qaeda. And then they separately say, we've got to invade Syria because Assad's with Al-Qaeda. Our government runs Al-Qaeda, attacks this innocent country, murdering people, chopping Christians' heads off, blowing up synagogues, churches, and mosques. They just blew up the biggest Sunni mosque there that supports the government and doesn't support Al-Qaeda. That's Sunni out of Saudi Arabia. They just killed him and blew up a bunch of people in the mosque. In fact, type in bombing in Syria. It just happened this morning. And there's photos of just everybody splattered in one of the mosques. They sent Al-Qaeda in, the Wahhabis, Sunnis, to blow up Sunnis. And our media is hailing it. It was a victory against Assad, his number one Sunni backer, dead. And then I saw another article implying Assad did it. Did Assad have hand in it? I mean, Mohammed Karzai, on records, a total opium dealer, Unocal executive, put in by the West. But even Bush, well, 4 or 5 years ago, or I guess 6 years ago now, they're in a press conference, and he goes, Bush is like, we need to hit Iran. They're supporting Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. Karzai, knowing this is going to be broadcast all over the Middle East and Central Asia, knowing how ridiculous that is, says, sir, Your Excellency, I apologize for correcting, but I must. Because, I mean, it was like saying the Dallas Cowboys, the Washington Redskins. I mean, it was, you know, that ridiculous. He goes, sir, respectfully, you can pull this up. And he goes, sir, respectfully, The Iran is our biggest ally against al-Qaeda, sir. They are Shiite sworn enemies of al-Qaeda. And Bush is like, nope, you're incorrect. He goes, yes, sir. Because, you know, I mean, over there, they are incredibly informed about this because they're all killing each other constantly. Shiite, Sunni, Alawites, the little subgroups, the Zoroastrians, you know, all of it. And so it was just so ridiculous. But here it's like, we've got to attack Syria there with al-Qaeda. And now we're told we've got to invade all of Africa with Afrikan. Al-Qaeda's got Libya. Isn't that horrible? And it's newsflash. Al-Qaeda Libya striking in U.S. drones to deal with them. Our government put them in. And then good old boys go, Alex, we're just funding the Arabs to kill each other. That's how you get things done. I say the more of them are dead, the better. The New World Order hates you a lot more than they hate the Arabs and the Muslims. Good old boys, you are the number one terrorist. That's what they're training for, is to take your gun and put you in a forced labor camp. Okay? They'd like to do that. That's on record. So get that through your brain real good. And military and all you CIA people and black ops folks, you're all going to be killed later. You're going to be long knife, neither the long knives. You are the biggest chump idiots there are. I mean, I've seen all these guys with their, you know, the little goatees and the shaved heads and walking around like they're all tough and evil. You're not evil. You're dead. And you're going to hell. How's that, losers? You cozied up to Satan. Okay, take your shots. Enjoy yourselves. Drink some fluoride. Your whole family's cursed. Unless you hit your knees and repent to God, you're pathetic. Real men would stand up for justice and stand up against evil and stand up against the psyops. Believe me, when you go before God, he's going to say, I know you not. I know, a lot of you, though, you're into evil, aren't you? And you don't think there's a God, do you? But deep down, you know there is. You know why you know there is? Because you've got a personal relationship with Satan. And so you know there's the other side of that equation, don't you? Yeah, you know. You know you're scared, and you should be. And you will be a lot more scared. So I suggest if there's any humanity left in you, and any touch of God left in your soul before the door is fully closed to you, that you understand that you're fools and that you've been deceived. I mean, you guys, they trained you to kill innocent Muslims, over a million of them, and trained you to do all this evil, and most of them come home, get all drugged out, commit suicide, they're so depressed about it. But the rest of you guys get off on it, and now the script is flipped, and you just like to kill people. You like to go out to Arizona to that former CIA pilot, grease him and his kids. Oh, you're a real tough man because you can shoot little kids. Oh, I know. You think that's a mark of your strength that you can shoot little kids in the head. That's easy to do. You people, you like it. That's because you're damned to hell. Not me. I'm not part of any of this, and my soul is not in your end of the ball field, okay? I just want that on record. Not in my name. I'm not involved in this. And everybody else better decide what side they're on. Everybody else better decide what they're going to stand with for eternity. Let me tell you something right now, folks. Stuff's going to get real serious in this country and real serious worldwide real fast. And if you're not right with God, I feel sorry for you. Now, most of the military's waking up, but they don't care. The globalists just throw you out, list you as mentally ill, try to inject you with deadly shots. We go to the VA. All their little frontline ponies get taken care of. But I just want that clear to all of you out there that think you're winning. You're not winning nothing. You're 30 years old and serving the New World Order for a decade, think you're real tough, think you're on the winning team. You're going to be 60 before you know it. And then the shadows are going to be creeping across the floor at midnight when you wake up. Oh, you think I mean people coming to kill you? No, I mean the shadows that really matter. When the Grim Reaper comes for your soul, that's what I'm talking about. The skinny one. Hope you get ready. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's continue here. Oh, let's go over the news here. Here, I said I'd do it. Let's go over how we can defeat these people, okay? They have miscalculated in their giant arms build up against us, and they don't mind some of that leaking out as I think it scares people on the know. But people on the know now understand there's nothing left if we don't stop this. So you better be scared of not doing anything. You better be scared of waiting for them to come for you. You better be scared waiting for them to shut off our power plants and shut down the last of our jobs and put tens of millions more people on welfare to be dependent on their system. To vote out our guns, to vote out our families, to vote in forced inoculations, to vote in total tyranny, and the government tracking everything you eat and sleep and do. Look at this headline. Police departments beg and barter for ammo while DHS buys up 1.6 billion rounds in the past year. CNS News. Now, I thought that didn't exist, and now you've got AP and Reuters, everybody having to admit the bullets. Oh, doesn't that hurt the system? Saying the last year there were no bullets, there were no armored vehicles. By the way, everybody's going off old numbers. It's over 2 billion. It's been over 2 billion for at least 2 months, okay? There's your facts, okay? And yes, they're doing it to hoard bullets and drive up prices. I mean, they're going to companies and saying, whatever you can make, no matter how much you scale up, in the next 2 years, we're buying it. They've taken delivery of a billion. They got another billion being made. And that's why you can't get the 308, the 223, the 40, the 9mm, all the things they use. So now they bought all that up where you can't get it, literally can't get it in most areas. So now they're making orders for hundreds of millions of weird ammos, you know, weird calibers. If they can't ban your guns, they're going to ban your bullets. I mean, this is what they're doing. I mean, you can watch. Hey, I got a little news flash for you, a bunch of globalists. Checkmate. If you think you got to get the bullets to move on us, we already knew you were coming before you did this. We already got bullets. We already got guns. And again, you're like, well, do you want to have an offensive attack? Absolutely not. My point is they're going to start stuff, okay, out of desperation. That's why we don't want to shoot first. In fact, I don't want the shooting to ever happen. I want to try to reach out to people in government, corporate systems, everywhere, and say, hey, guys, I know you're all on power trips thinking you can't be stopped. Do you really want to go down this road? Do you really trust the people above you? Do you really think getting rid of checks and balances is a good idea? Do you really think butchering the whole Bill of Rights and Constitution is going to empower you as the government grows? You're crazy. Once they take over, they're going to shrink the size of the general government, as they always do, and you are going to be fired, and you're going to be listed as terrorists, and the guys that have done really dirty stuff, you're going to prison if you're lucky. You're going to be killed. Hell, they even may have a fake revolution where patriots take over and then purge you. I will oppose that without due process. I do think there should be Nuremberg trials for all you guys, just for what you planned if we beat you. But if you say you're going to give people the death penalty, they fight a lot harder. I mean, you know, for those that have done lesser things, you can leave. It's like we did in 17, you know, at the end of the war, 1776, what, 4, 5, 6 years later? And then those of you that have committed the actual crimes and stuff, you need to go to prison. We'll release all the potheads out of the jails and all the drug offense people that you sold drugs to, and then we'll put you in there and let you bust some rocks for a while. But I don't have that in a vindictive way. I just, you need to be locked up, because let me tell you, you don't lock these people up. They're gonna regroup and come back at us. So they've got to be locked up, but they've got to have trials. They've all got to have trials with juries, but you're all going to prison, and you need to go to prison. And again, I would say let you leave, but you know, you can't be trusted. I'd like to end this as peacefully as possible, but people have to think big and realize we can beat them first and realize they have outrageously overreached. Look, I told you last week, the week before last, in shows, just foaming at the mouth, because I realized how important this was. Remember when I called in from the beach when I was off for a week, and it was Mike Adams and Aaron Dykes filling in, and I said, I have a plan to defeat them. We can defeat them. They're scared of this bullet story. That's why they've got 20 or so stories a day saying it doesn't exist, and then saying Sarah Palin's insane, and Matt Drudge is insane, and Alex Jones is insane, and none of this exists. Why did Sarah Palin cover it? Because she knows they're scared of it. Look, whatever they're scared of, folks, is where we can get them. Because when it comes out, it's in the Army manuals. It's all public. They're trying to take our guns, and all the NRA's got to do is bring this out. They're always saying, don't be radical. Don't be like Alex Jones, the kook, because I've got the winning game plan, which is just the reality. going all the way, admitting these are bad people. Listen, they denied Fast and Furious for 2 years until it all came out. Congress is so scared of them and so blackmailed, they backed off, but it at least came out. They did stage that to blame the Second Amendment. And that's an important thing because now people know they stage stuff. But on this thing, this has really captured people's imagination. And now, up at Infowars.com, link through at the Drudge Report, we've updated that story. Big Sis refuses to answer Congress on bullet purchases. DHS staying mum as members probe for explanations. Now 14 members. It was 2 last week. Now it's 14 this week. It'll be 30-something next week. I told you exactly this, and you did it. You got the articles. You got them out. You called Congress. And I hope you know what I'm doing right now is, if anything gets me killed, it's this, okay? I mean, I'm really going after them. I know how to beat them, okay? They're a bunch of collaborators like the Vichy French with the Nazis before the takeover. And if you don't call them out all the way, it's over. Right here. I'm calling them out. Right here. Obama now global head of Al-Qaeda. You see that? You see this right here? Will president order drone strikes on White House? People go, that is outrageous. It is. It's outrageous he heads Al-Qaeda while saying they're fighting Al-Qaeda. I'm pointing it out that it shows the insanity of this. They think you're an idiot. Get out of your trance. Let me tell you something. We need to have congressional hearings about the Army manuals for gun confiscation, the Army manuals for re-education camps. It says re-education camp in the document. We need to force all this out, and then they won't blow up the city and blame it on us and bring in martial law. We got to block them.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Thank you.
cover this stuff because I know history. I have a real handle on things. And I've been physically attacked and told to shut up before. I've had, you know, gotten phone calls. My wife has, where they're listening and they tell you what you were just talking about. They do it when you're having a family crisis, which means they're listening all the time. I mean, I know how real this is. That's why I challenge you to come out and start fighting them. You will experience it at a low level and then really know how much trouble we're in. You don't really know about the vampires till you start going under the castle. And, you know, now to use that figurative analogy, the vampires are coming out, folks. They're coming out during the daytime. And we need to really understand this is not just politics as usual, corrupt politicians, okay, it'll be all right. They're making preparations to bring this country into total collapse. And they killed Breitbart. Okay, I know they killed him because they announced within 45 minutes of him being at the hospital that it was not foul play. I mean, that's a telltale sign right there. They didn't have the coroner report for like a month after. But they said it was, you know, he just died of a thing, and, you know, we know 45 minutes after. I mean, that's totally illegal what they did. There's medical examiner laws. And then you look at the big announcement he was going to make and all the stuff that was going to come out, and then nothing ever came out. It scared everybody over there. Look, but see, here's the deal. If I give in to that fear, they're going to win. And I'm thinking about it. Do I want to let them win? All the bad stuff they're doing, what they have planned for humanity, it is an honor to not play it safe and go all the way. I mean, it is really what I was meant to do as a human. And it's what you're meant to do. And I want to salute all of you out there who have stood up against evil as well. It's just that I realize that, because I've tested this, I've seen this, we're able to do this. Whenever we're able to push a TSA story out at the front, we're able to push a bullet story out at the front, we're able to push a gun confiscation report out at the front and make it become the debate and really hurt the system, because they need to be able to get all this ready and then roll it out after the crisis, after what they stage. They don't want, I mean, they can't have me here telling you the magic trick before it happens. And I need your prayers. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, because we are effective. I mean, we have the White House responding to us routinely. We have their surrogates, Media Matters, which has a liberal cover, is a very vicious intelligence operation, a disinformation operation whose own memos admit they want to infiltrate alternative media and bring it down. I mean, I'm dealing, you know, with all sorts of infiltrator groups. And this isn't a game. I mean, you know, I'm in the Southern Poverty Law Center's top report as a terrorist leader. I mean, here it is right here. And they say, we are the new terrorist, we are the new big enemy. Show people a document cam shot of that, where they draw me to look like a demon. This is the type of garbage that we're dealing with. And so I'm just telling you, listen, this is not entertainment. This is not a game. And I'm pushing it. I'm pushing it on purpose. I don't want to be destroyed by the New World Order, but if that happens, it's in God's plan. If they kill me with a heart attack, if they kill me with drugs, I don't do illegal drugs, don't like them, by the way. If they set me up, whatever, it's all made up. Okay, I just want that on record. But it doesn't matter. What I've shown you and what we've covered here, you can defeat them. You know what to do, and they can't get us all. That's why it's so great to know there's Mike Adams and people like Matt Drudge. I'm talking about people that are actually actively hard charging. There's people, you know, out there. I mean, who else can you really say, though, that's, I mean, really prominent and gets it? A lot of people pop in my head after we go to break. But there's only a few dozen people that really get it and go all the way. You see other people just going a third of the way, and they know behind the scenes, but they're scared. And so they just play along. Well, we're going to lose everything if you people act like cowards.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.